Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Jeff talking to you.
I'm Johnny here.
And then we have our technician right over there. You can't see him, but it's all right. Justin.
You can just hear him.
You can't see anybody.
Oh, you smart ass motherfucker. All right, this podcast is called Hey, Are You There? We're going to be talking about a lot of different topics, a lot of fun things. We're going to be interacting with everybody. We have a Twitter account, _ Hey, Are You There? And soon we'll be having some other ways you guys can reach us.
We'll have you feeling some type of way.
Some type of way. But let's just jump right into it. Our first topic is going to be what? Let's talk about this plane crash. About the Palestinians or Palestinians. No, I'm just kidding.
Palestinians?
Ignorant.
Ignorant as fuck.
What do you guys think about that?
I honestly think there's going to be a war. There's going to be a conflict between the USA is going to get in it, first of all, because that airplane had Americans in it.
It really did?
It had Americans in it.
Oh, shit.
So the fact that the airplane had Americans in it is now America's
issue. Yeah, I agree.
And but so what's going to happen? But here's the funny thing. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other. They're saying that the other one did it, and the other one's saying, no, you guys did it. So no one knows who really did it yet.
But just looking at different comments, like people, it's also the people that are blaming each other. Like, I think the media has a really, really huge resource in its own hands, and they use that resource to have so much power, to input so much fear in people when they give off that news, like, oh, it's Russia. No, it came from Palestine. Like, it's just. They create so much conflict that people don't even know what the real news is. And I think that is something far more ridiculous than us going to war. Like, I seriously think this issue should have been figured out first before the media could actually figure something out, you know? Do you follow?
Yeah, I follow.
No, you don't. You don't follow. You do not follow.
Yeah, I follow you.
You're horrible.
Sorry, it's because I was looking at Justin's hair. He doesn't like The Rock.
No, I don't.
Oh, we definitely have to put a picture up.
Nah. Looks like the 90s Rock. The Attitude Era Rock.
Well, since we're on that fucking topic, let's talk about fucking hair. All these ridiculous haircuts that people have nowadays.
Oh, the 1940s looking guy where they have the comb over. Everyone has a comb over one. Talking about that one? Or are you talking about the
The ones stars with the designs.
Yeah, the one with the designs, the stars and stuff.
How ridiculous is that?
It's pretty ridiculous.
Is that a cry for help? Like, is that daddy issues or something?
I think they're pretty cool.
I dealt with a lot. All the kids I used to coach had stupid stars on their head. They were like targets to me. That's all it was. I just want to hit them with a ball in the head. I'm going to knock some stars down. Because that's all they had on their head, stars. So it was pretty stupid. I remember when, actually, I'm going to lie.
How old were these kids?
15, 16. But I'm going to tell you guys a story about me. When I was like 12 or 10 or 8, I don't know, one of those three. I know I went from big to low numbers. My brother got me a Nike sign on the back of my head. Legit Nike sign on the back of my hair. Like back of my head. They cut a Nike sign
into your skull?
Into my skull, yeah. So I had a big Nike sign when I was in elementary school. So kids would just look at me and laugh. I would laugh too.
Dude, just say you had everything right. You got 100% in all your tests and shit.
Just do it.
Oh, okay. Just do it. Okay. Very funny. So, never again I'm going to do that. That was embarrassing. Anyways, back to the, yeah, so the kids in the soccer team that I used to coach.
So they were 15 and 16.
15, 16. They wear earrings.
What's up with this generation? This generation pisses me off, to be completely honest.
Fucked in the fucking...
People got stars in their heads when we were high school.
Yeah, they did. But no, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad like now. Like now they wear a jean jaggy. Like they're like, it's like punk infused with like hip hop.
EDC.
And EDC.
I mean EDM music.
Yeah, and then thrash went with it along too. You have kids wearing cameo pants. With like Nikes, and then they have like a gray sweater. Then they have a denim cut jacket on, yeah. And then they have a snapback earrings. Yeah, I don't know. This generation's pretty fucked up. Yeah, right.
So, yeah, man. So.
Sorry, we're all pretty high right now. No, I'm just high right now. I really don't know what's going on. Hey, pass me some goldfishes.
About soccer? Well, what about the World Cup? Johnny, I know you know about that, dude.
What did I tell you guys? Germany was going to win. I told you. No, I told you guys they were going to win.
He really didn't, though.
I did. I called it. I called it out.
No, he didn't.
And I was like, Germany's going to win, and it did. What do you guys think about the people who won the trophies? Not the World Cup, but like, you know, Lionel Messi won the... What did he win again?
He won the Golden Cup? Something like that.
I think it was that one. I'm not sure.
The Golden Ball?
The Golden Boot?
Nah, it was a ball.
It was one of those. Do you think he deserved it?
Honestly, yes.
There's a car in here.
I believe he does deserve it, honestly.
He does? Why?
Because people think that when you get that award, they think, oh, he didn't score enough goals, or he didn't have the best goal. But I don't think that was the case. I think they picked him because he was the best all around player.
Yeah. You're right. At first, I didn't agree with you, but I actually looked up. I looked it up, and he had a lot of intercepting passes. He had a lot of passes. He had a lot of shots on target.
Yep, and he also had really crisp passes.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just a bummer that he went through all that. Like he had all those interceptions and stuff like that, but he didn't. He didn't show up in the last game. I didn't watch the last game, but I heard about that a lot. A lot of people were saying that Messi never really got the ball rolling for himself.
You gotta think about it though. Messi. I feel bad for Messi because he doesn't have the team. He doesn't have a legit team to help him out. You know,
and look at how far they went.
I know, but if he would have had their, but think about it. Even a lot of people agreed. The first stage, the only reason they got through was because they played with teams that weren't even there up to their level. Iran, come on.
Where'd you go?
I mean, they played Iran. Who else they played? They played. I forgot. So bad. I know they played Iran. I think Bosnia and Herzegovina. And then Nigeria. The only one who was up to them was Nigeria.
That was it.
But Bosnia and Herzegovina, I mean, they have Edin Dzeko. And Iran, I don't know who the hell they have in Iran. I know they have players that could run on rocks and stuff, but, you know.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't think Argentina deserves to be in the final.
I agree and I disagree.
Why?
I agree because there were so many other teams that actually wanted it. Like, I'm probably going to get a lot of hate, but I did not want to see Germany in the final.
Dude, you're a hater, dude.
I am a hater.
Hater. Why not?
I'm a hater. They're a good team, but they're not a great team. And the thing about it is they're young. They're a really young team. So once they do mature, they can be an all around team. Because right now, at the moment, counterattacking is what they're really good at. And I think that's what led them all the way to the finals and obviously win it all. But I even called it. Like, even though you said Argentina didn't deserve to be there, they're a really great all-around team. Their defense is solid. And I even told my coworker told me, like, oh, Germany's going to blow them out. Like, they're not going to have any chance whatsoever. And I told them, I disagree, because Germany's a counterattack team. Argentina has a really strong defense.
Argentina did have a strong defense. And then supposedly it was led by Mascherano, was it? Mascherano?
Yes, I believe so, yeah. And I don't even know what the players are, but you just can tell from a team.
I mean, they have,
you know?
I think their defense was Mascherano, Sabaleta, and I forgot the other two defense. I mean, they didn't have Di Maria playing, huh? I think if Di Maria would have been playing, he probably would have gave him a little
really
run.
Effective, yeah.
Would have given him a run.
Because if you think about it, that's why a lot of people were pissed off at Messi, because they were saying, oh, Messi wasn't showing up. But I could tell that those people are just saying that shit because he wasn't trying to score. He was trying to look for opportunities. And kind of like you said, he's not surrounded by too many superstars, you know? And when it comes to that, like, people depend on you 10 times more. For example, Neymar. Neymar gets hurt. Who's going to step up to the plate now? Like, they always need a target to criticize. They always need someone to criticize in soccer. And I don't think that should be the case, because there's 11 fucking players in the team.
Yeah. Going back to Brazil, I don't think Brazil was supposed to pass the first group at all. Oh, well, yeah, they should, but I don't think they were supposed to be top of their group. It was going to be a tie between Mexico and them. Mexico, I honestly, I'm not a Mexico supporter at all. I think they tried. They tried very good. They came out aggressively, and then, you know, unfortunately.
Well, someone who is a supporter, I think this was one of their best runs.
Oh, it was.
They looked like a complete team.
They do. They did.
Like, I'm proud of them. You know? Like, I'm proud of them. USA too, dude.
I'm not proud of USA.
I don't care if you're not.
I mean, they got through, but they didn't get through the way I wanted them to get through, which was fight, at least. They didn't even fight. Well, I mean, they only fought against Portugal and Ghana, which is not bad. But the next round against Belgium, they're just tossing us. And then we lost against Germany. We didn't even give him a good fight. We were just playing stupid. Bradley, I don't know what happened to Bradley. He was just slow.
Ever since the first game I said it, I was like, Bradley is not effective in the middle.
He was
flat out, he was not the right person to have in the middle. It was ridiculous. Just watching him play, I was getting annoyed. Like, I was like, I could do a fucking better job in the fucking middle. I think anyone could say that, you know? Because all he did was jog. He jogged in fucking circles, dude. They even had it on SportsCenter where they did a replay. And they're like, where the hell is he going? And they were just drawing where he was going. It was literally like three different circles he was jogging. It was stupid. I don't understand why they would put him right in the middle when he was not an effective player for 2, 3, 4 games.
They should have switched him out at least one game. That way they'd be like, hey, look, dude, this is what's happening. We're going to sit you out. Maybe next game you could be a little better. If they would have done that, maybe he would have been like, all right, this is serious. He benched me. I don't want to be benched for the next game. I want to play good. But they didn't, so now I got to wait another 1,000 years. I mean, 1,000 days. Sorry.
Yeah, 1,000 days, huh?
1,000 days. Yeah, it is. The World Cup's in 1,000-something days.
It's, I think it's 15-something.
No, 1,000.
4 times 3 is already 12. That's 1,200 days plus a 50. That's another 200 days, so it's about a little over 1,400 days.
So 1,000 days, over 1,000 days. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
No, I mean, you still have more sure. days than me. Yeah. All right, whatever. Anywho.
I don't know. I just, when it comes to USA, it was a very frustrating squad. Like, other than Altidore, it was like they had all these unknown players other than, obviously, Beasley, which, and also Dempsey, too. Like, Dempsey.
Which the U.S. won the ESPYs award yesterday.
For what?
Best soccer moment in the World Cup.
Are you serious?
John Brooks' goal against Ghana.
Oh, good Lord.
They won the ESPY for it.
When they talk shit for like 60 minutes about Brooks being young. Yeah, it
kind of sounds like when everyone was talking shit about Ochoa. Remember that? Remember that? Where the heaters at? We'll talk about why they're taking Ochoa. They should have put Corona.
Yep.
And all of a sudden,
look at him now.
Ochoa comes out and just saves you guys. You guys want to be your king and stuff.
Dude, he's not a king. He's a saint now.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm sorry. You guys want him to be your saint. Having days after him and stuff.
That shit was epic, though.
Didn't they say they're going to make a statue in Mexico?
I really hope not. I really hope not.
But yet again, it's Mexico, so you never know. They make a statue out of anything.
That's not true.
Tacos. They do. No, they don't. I'm kidding.
I'm about to throw this microphone.
Mexican guy over here is mad. Nah, hopefully.
Anyway. Well, other than soccer.
Wait, hold on. I have a question.
What?
You think soccer in the U.S. is going to grow?
Hell no.
No?
No.
Why not?
It's going to... I will say this. It will increase population this year and possibly a little bit next year, but then after that, they're just going to crawl back into their caves.
Yep.
That's it.
No, actually, I give it maybe like 4 months.
4 months? Not even till next year?
Not even till next
Damn.
Year.
Damn.
Because that's how it is. It's all these people just want their like 5 minutes of glory, 5 minutes of... wanting to support something, be part of something.
Dude. But then again, it's like, it is your country, you know?
Yeah.
But going back to, we've had conversations about this where...
Well, it's kind of the king, it's kind of like the king's thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like your own city. Like,
yeah.
That's your town.
Yeah.
You have to support them, you know? Like, even if you are considered a fucking bandwagon, you're still, you live there.
Yeah, that's true.
Like... Honestly, I'd rather be a bandwagon than for me to be like, well, fuck these fans. Like, you know, like, I'd rather support my own fucking...
Have you ever been a bandwagon?
The first time the king...
You mean a bandwagoner?
Yeah.
Well,
he's
know.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, sorry.
What are you, an English major? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Aren't you The Rock?
From the 90s?
Yeah, dude.
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday, The Rock.
With are the glasses, too.
So, why
are you changing the subject?
You're a Kings bandwagon guy?
Why are you changing the subject?
First time they won it, yes. First time they won it, I admittedly will say I was. And why not, you know?
Wait, when was that?
Was that the 2012.
One? Oh, okay.
They won it 2012, and then they won it this year.
2014.
Yeah.
I was a bandwagoner, sorry, for the Lakers. I never liked them.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, I never liked the Lakers.
Why? Did you not like Kobe or what?
I was never into basketball until Abel showed me the light.
Abel the security guard?
Abel security guard. He's not here. He's out. He's ill.
Nah, he's out having ice cream with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, he couldn't be here.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. Anyways, I was going for the Lakers. I never went for the Lakers, sorry. And then, I don't know.
Speaking about the Lakers, Jeremy Lin's now the point guard.
That's right. They did sign
for
Jeremy.
For the Lakers.
Yep.
And who else did they get?
I disagree with that trade, but
hold on. Let me explain my bandwagon story.
Oh my god. All right.
So I was this guy who just watched soccer all the time. And I was like, I never liked any of this. And football too, same thing. As I was only into soccer, football, sorry. And hockey. But I rarely watch hockey. I always went to go see it for free, though. And Abel just came up to me and he was like, dude, you should play basketball. So I played basketball and I liked it. And then he was like, you should go for a team. I was like, nah. He's like, why? I was like, I just don't like it. I just don't like watching it. And then one day he just sat me down and made me watch the Lakers game and started rooting for them. At first I didn't, though. At first I didn't root for them. At first I was rooting for another team, but then I just started like the Lakers. That's it.
Going back to your stumble there about calling it soccer and then football, do you know why there's a difference between the two?
Why?
I just found this out recently, and I was like, wow.
Well, soccer was really an English word.
Well,
the Englishman made it. Wasn't it English or Irish? Something like that.
Well, actually, Jimmy, one of our friends, he actually told me that football used to be pretty much what everyone used to call it. And then they created this word soccer for people in a higher class. So anyone who would be like in the poverty or working class, they would call it football. So that's why when you go to England and you go to one of the pubs or something and you're watching a game and you call it soccer, they become really offended because it's like you think you're better than them.
Yeah, because I know that word was made over there, though. It was made in England, right?
Yeah, it was made in England, and word. It was specifically because it divided.
I know the whole origin about it, though. I just know it was from England, mm-hmm. and they're the ones who made it, not the Americans. Americans never even made that word.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Which a lot of people think that they made the word soccer, which is not even close to it.
No, and but it all started back then when they had a division of classes, and probably till this day, they still probably get really offended over there.
Yeah, you know what we do need, though? We need a lot of people to start supporting teams, though, to actually, like, give it a chance. There's a lot of people who give so much hate to a sport. Like, there's a lot of people out there just talk so much shit.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What do you mean?
What support, like, a team in a sport or just...
Yeah, like or support... man. Or, like, soccer, for instance, or football, sorry. Let's say...
You're dead to me.
Like, you know, a lot of people don't like supporting it, maybe because it's boring or anything. But they don't give it a chance, you know? You know, or they probably did, and they weren't watching a good match, you know.
But that's where the term bandwagon comes from.
Yeah.
Because it's only big when something amazing is going
on. Or it's a special occasion, which is like the World Cup.
Like, for example,
Stanley Cup, World Series, exactly. World Cup.
If it's not your team playing, you're just like, I don't really feel like watching it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, a really big example is LeBron going back to the Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are going to...
I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, but when LeBron left the Cavaliers, I had no idea what the fuck was going on with the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
I never saw any news up until they ended up drafting Irving. When they drafted Irving last year and then they actually made it to the playoffs, that was the only time I've actually ever heard of the Cavs post-LeBron. And now that he's going back...
Kyrie Irving.
There you go. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Rock.
Thank you, 90s Rock.
You want to cut a promo really quick? All right.
So anyway, what were you saying?
I think that's the biggest example. A lot of people are going to start buying Cleveland jerseys. They're going to start going to games. And I think out of all people, LeBron knows that the most. He knows that it's going to up the business in Cleveland because he's there. And for him to give back to his community, like as selfish as it is for him, it's also a way to bring more people to Cleveland. So
you mean as a as like supporting the team?
Not only supporting the team, but like tourism too. You know?
Yeah.
Like it boosts up business that way. The more people, cuz there are not necessarily Cavs fans and followers, there's James followers. Like come on, they even made a freaking application for specifically for LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, how how crazy is that?
What does he do?
It's just live updates, live feeds. And
on everything LeBron James.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool, dude.
It's pretty insane.
How much money he's getting off of that?
I don't think he makes money. Well, he probably does.
Because they have to like use his information, doesn't his license and stuff?
But
well, I don't know if it's a license.
The people
or not.
Who made it though, they make money.
They make just like the guy who made that one stupid game. I don't know, has nothing to do with it. Yeah. Oh.
Good lord.
I never played it.
That was just a rip off of Helicopter. You guys ever played that?
No.
It's like green blocks and stuff, and the helicopter's green too, and you just gotta lift it and shit.
There's been like a lot of tap, like where you just tap the like space bar, like your screen.
Exactly.
And then you just keep it in, like, you know, that's the physics, like it keeps it in the air.
That's physics, dude.
Like the game physics.
Fuck.
I've never been in physics.
I felt physics twice.
I never had physics.
I admit it. Physics is fucking hard.
It's cool.
Don't ever take mechanics and heat in college, ever. It's hard as fuck unless you're good at math.
How was your high school experience?
My high school experience?
Yeah.
Why would you ask that?
I don't know.
Damn, my high school experience, you really want
to
know?
Yeah, I mean, we're here already, right? Justin wants to know. The Rock wants to know.
I want
to
know. All right, say it for me. Say his line.
No, dude.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
And then give us
just
the people.
Say it.
Give us your high school experience, dude.
And then you do it?
Nah, because I don't. Just do it, dude.
All right. Why do I gotta go first?
Cause I said so.
Whatever.
Cause we didn't have a very good one.
All right. Just before I get into it, again, you guys are listening to Hey, Are You There? With Jeff, Justin, and Johnny.
Got my goldfish.
The three J's.
Dude, that hurt, dude.
We are at Twitter at underscore hey are you there. Hit us up, ask us questions, give us some topics, and comments on what you thought about it. So here we go. My first 2 years were crap. I had no friends. Let me rephrase that. I had about 3 friends the first 2 years of my high school. One of them was a teacher, and during lunch, I wouldn't even go out. I would just be in the classroom.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's all I did. And then I ended up meeting a couple cool friends I still talk to this day. Don't see them much, but they ended up accepting me for who I was. They actually helped me come out of my shell, realistically. I've always been a person that's been very, very shy and very, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even know. I really don't know. Anyway, last 2 years were pretty cool. And that's it. How about you?
You weren't in any clubs?
I was in a shitload of clubs.
What kind of clubs? Please explain. Good if the viewers get to know us. Just saying.
They're not viewers. They're listeners.
Thank you, Justin the Rock.
I just eat a lot of goldfishes right now.
That's really unnecessary.
go on.
I was in a couple of different groups. I was in Key Club. I was in, as odd as it sounds, I was at... CSF.
What's that?
California Scholarship Federation.
All right, for sure.
Apparently, I was vice president and I did nothing in that group.
Wait, so what did everybody else do?
I don't know. Right. I was never in meetings.
You were never in meetings?
No.
How were you vice president?
I have no idea.
You're probably the smartest kid in that group, dude.
Nope.
In that club.
Because
he was probably the only one in the club.
That. All
right, go ahead.
There's some pretty fucking smart people in that.
Like who? Name them.
One of them was actually my preschool friend, Christy.
Why would you name him out?
Nah, I don't care,
dude. People listen to this, dude.
Oh, wow, really?
We have 1,000 listeners, dude. No, imagine.
I don't know what to do with this guy.
I'm kidding, man.
I don't know what to do with him, dude. All right, he ate all the goldfish, though. All
right. I don't know.
He ate all the goldfish.
I have, dude. I'm fucking feeling it right now.
All right, let's talk about your experience at the moment. How are you feeling?
Right now? I'm feeling good. No, let's go back to you.
So you're in a CSF. Yes. You had the homies in CSF.
Yep.
Sounds like a punk band, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I was actually in
Crazy stupid. I don't
know. Fanboys.
Right, go ahead.
Crazy stupid fanboys? What a
I know. Go on.
I was in Relay for Life, the entertainment committee.
How much did you run?
Wait, what? Relay for Life is for cancer, stupid. Wow.
No, wait, don't you have to run?
No.
Oh, that's Relay for Life, isn't it?
That's what he's talking
that's
about.
That's what I just said.
What are you talking about?
Nothing, never mind. I confused myself.
All right, man, so you're in Relay for Life?
Yes, uh-huh. It's a 24-hour event. It was held in Hawthorne on their track. You have to raise money.
Muslims?
Yeah, I have to raise Muslims.
All right.
It's Upash. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Go on. Yeah, so.
You good? What happened?
My phone's ringing.
Oh, do you gotta find your phone?
Well, anyways,
I can't find my phone.
Jeff has to find his phone, so we have to put this.
Yeah, what was your experience, bruh?
My experience in high school is pretty awesome, and bad, and good. Started off, my first 2 years in high school were stupid. I was expelled, drugs, and I had a.
Wait, you were expelled for drugs? Because you said you were expelled, and you said drugs.
Yeah.
All right, so you're expelled for drugs.
I was expelled for drugs.
All right, for sure.
What are you, like, what are you, fucking Mr. Correct, Mr. Fix-It, or what? You fix every line right now, or what?
Yeah, dude. Look all at right, me. Go ahead.
You trying to give me that eyebrow, or what? Trying to give me the people's eyebrow right now?
All right, dude, so what was your high school experience, dude?
You know, it wasn't that good. If I can go back, I would want to do my high school again. I would actually get good grades and.
Dude, that's like 90% of the people that went to high school.
Yeah. I was just expelled for selling drugs, and then I went back 2 years to the same school, and then I graduated. And now.
Wait, you got to share what you told the principal or the counselor.
What? That I was suicidal? No.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I wasn't. Wait, what?
I remember you were telling me this story, and you were like, yeah, I went to the counselor, and it was like, hey, you remember me?
Sounds like Tony the Tiger, but
what?
I don't know where you're trying to go with this. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, that I went up to the guy and I said, look, I'm back?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. And she's like, all right. And I was like, I'm not expelled no more. And I just went back to my class. That's it.
That's cool, man.
How about you, Justin? How was high school for you? I know you were in drumline.
It was whatever.
Well, what'd you do?
I went to class, did some homework and stuff, talked to some homies, went home, went to drumline practice, and then did that for like 4 years, and you know, that's it, man.
You join any clubs?
Yeah, dude, drumline.
That's not drumline a club, dude. That's an activity.
That's an activity.
Any clubs? Nah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't know what the fuck that would be considered.
Drumline club, dude.
You know, one of my favorite classes in high school, I would have to say, would be wood shop. And foods. Well, that's two classes. Sorry.
That's all the cholos. Like, that's what all the cholos like.
Low key, that's true. I would always see fights in wood shop. Pretty bad ones too. I remember I would see a big Tongan guy just beat up like three guys. It was just horrible. I'm not gonna say where they're from, but if you went to Hawthorne, you probably know where they're from. Anywho, go on.
What didn't someone like in woodshop they
cut their finger?
No, they drilled a hole in the table, like on both sides, of, like at the edge of the table and the top of the table, made like and they smoked weed out of it.
I do not remember any of that. That's pretty sick. But that sounds very weird. Not that it sounds weird. It's just like.
It's like.
From
like
a table?
Yeah. All right. So you know how the table's made out of wood?
No, I don't. Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you see this right here?
Yeah.
You like drill. You put like a little. Like you make the little piece thingy right here.
Yeah.
And you make a little hole right here on the edge. You just kind of like.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah. I seen that.
But anyway. Never mind.
No, I get it. I know what you mean.
Yeah, dude, you get it. All right.
But for them to make, okay, yeah. Damn, that's crazy. Just thinking about it now. What happened, Jeff? You all right? What's wrong?
Are you all right?
I'm good, dude. I'm just thinking a lot about a lot of stuff.
What are you thinking about?
How women. Yeah, dude. You know what? You know what pissed me off when they say only good vibes. What the hell does that even mean? Like, you guys
only
playing
good vibes, bro.
You're playing cellos or what? Like,
nah,
fuck, man.
It's like out. It's like don't put any negative energy in their chi area.
Like, why is he laughing, dog?
I don't know. Like, you're fucking my aura. You know, my aura is like right here.
No, I know. I don't know that line itself just bothers me.
I think the reason why it bothers you is because how do you know if someone's giving off a good vibe if you don't even know who they are and you don't give them a chance to know who they are? Am I right? You don't know what the fuck I just said.
No, I do. Yeah. I do. I'm just.
I don't even know what you said.
Say it. Repeat it again, Jeff.
All right. When you see only good vibes, at least this is in my head, I always think like, how do you know someone's going to give off good or bad vibes if you've never even gave the person a chance?
Because, like, it's only good vibes, dude. They want only good vibes at their party.
How do you know if you don't know the person?
No. It's not.
Like Tourette's or something.
It's like, not
I'm
like.
I'm trying to be a bad person. Like, no. Say something out loud. He has a bad vibe.
Look, check it out. I'll explain it to you. All right. Only good vibes isn't like. Like a personality thing. It's like a statement. Like, I want only good vibes here. Like, you know? You get me?
So what you're saying is Johnny will never get a chance.
Yeah. Because, like, when they're like, yo, good vibes only, it's like, oh, fuck. They only want to be with a person that gives off good vibes.
What if that person doesn't give out good vibes? They're the one who's killing it.
Well, then that person's fucking.
They're a double negative.
Yeah, dude. They're what's that word?
Hypocrites.
Yeah, not hypocrites. Starts with the I. Ironic. There you go.
You got the bubonic. Sorry, it's a Snoop Dogg song. I think.
No, it's not, dude.
It's really not though.
I don't think Snoop Dogg has bubonic in any of his.
You're right.
Current songs.
I'm looking out of it. No, I'm not. I'm good here. I don't know. That's just one line that really bothers me. I don't know. When I hear that, I'm like, really? Like, fuck.
All right, let me ask you this.
All right, go ahead.
When you describe the ideal girl, let me rephrase that, because that made no sense.
I know.
When you think of the ideal girl, how would you describe them?
How would I describe my ideal girl or your or anybody's in total?
No, yours.
Mine's. That was stupid. Why would I even say that? Okay. My ideal girl would be
me.
Would be Justin.
Well, I mean,
metal hips.
Who wouldn't want 90s rock? Come on. I'm just saying.
You're right. No, I mean, just for her to be chill and funny, you know? Not
so me.
How about you, Jeff?
You didn't finish answering the question.
Though. I did.
Chill and funny describes every fucking girl.
No, they don't.
Yes.
No.
I would say about 60% of the girls are like that.
Then those girls.
Nah, dude.
Then you've probably seen the same girls I am. No.
Wait,
probably
what?
Ugly, though. No.
Probably ugly, though. Then you have more standards than just chill and funny.
I know, Johnny, so explain.
You guys are dicks. Why are you putting me on like this?
Because you already put me on blast, cut.
Oh, I'm sorry. My ideal chick, she has to be just chill and funny, and you know, she doesn't have to be super crazy and like super crazy, you know. I'm sorry, I blanked out right now. Go on, Jeff. Go. You tell us your girlfriend.
All right.
You don't even have one. My bad. No, not like that. I mean, like your ideal girl. Sorry. Go.
If a girl came up to you,
okay,
and you guys were in a room together, and she flat out told you, "Take off your clothes," would you do it? It's just a random stranger. You don't know her. You don't know her name. She just dragged you to a room, and she said, "Take off all your clothes." Would you do it?
All right. See, this scenario.
Is she washing my clothes?
My bad. So, anyway.
No, it's a simple question. Just, so, what are you or what are you not?
No, look. In this scenario, you're not giving enough information. Because it could be like, take off your clothes. You're getting fucking jacked for your clothes. It could be like, take off your clothes.
Can I wash them?
Yeah, I'm going to wash them or take off your clothes. Because I'm going to fucking take out one of your kidneys and sell it on the black market. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, explain the scenario. Like,
yeah, like,
Take off your clothes, we're about to do it. Or take off your clothes because, you know,
yeah,
I want to tell you a story, you know.
Just by you guys answering all that question, all those, just by you guys asking all those questions means you don't trust society. And the reason
you would trust a random person to go in there is they give me your clothes.
I never said you had to give her clothes. All I said was, no, I didn't. What? All I said was, if she asked you, if she dragged you to a room, and she
drag
asked
me?
You,
she has to drag me.
It doesn't matter. Ignore the question.
No, go.
Just drop it. Just move on.
No, go. Come on.
Move on.
Serious moment.
Moving on.
Where are you going to?
Moving on. Moving on.
Where are we going?
It's dropped.
It's not. I'm still carrying it.
All right, so.
Your ideal girl?
No, we're moving on.
No, I still want to know your ideal girl. You made me answer it, so now you should answer it.
Well, you can't make me answer it.
See, Justin, for messing around too much.
All right. I got a question for you guys.
All right.
Someone who becomes rich, do you think they become douchebags?
No. I think it's the way how the person's raised.
But they could be raised as the most humble person.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, dude. So, what's your opinion, Johnny? You just said no, dude. So, no. Why no? All right. If like, are they raised or what? Do you want to pause it? Okay.